What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to A Girl and...
Fuck.
Wait. What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to A Girl and... I'm fucking trying.
Our mother-in-law, take two. That would take three.
I've tried my best. I can't. We can't do it again.
Melissa.
I just came back from... I just came back from an event with my agency, which was very fun, clearly, because I cannot speak anymore.
And you're recording a podcast.
It honestly was not like that. It's just everywhere we went, the music was so damn loud that I was screaming. And like, basically what it was my company, We Agency, was not bought, but like basically like...
Joined forces,
yeah. With a company called Created, which is this really great, like, I talked to all the higher ups this weekend. Everyone's so fucking smart. I love speaking to smart people because you're just like, you want to pick their brain.
See, and I can only speak to a certain amount of smartness because then I feel really stupid.
No, same.
Yeah. Okay. No, same. Okay. So you want to speak to a little smarter.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, it's like you can grow and learn from it. But then if they're too smart, you're just like exiting out of the conversation mentally because you're like, I don't know what the fuck they're saying.
Totally. I just like to see how like other humans like speak and interact. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It might sound weird, but there's only so much interacting I could do because there was... like more than 20 other influencers there. So everybody had to get, you know, like their time. And again, the music was so loud everywhere and stuff. So I like could not hear anybody. Anyways, this company called Created joined forces with my agency, We Agency, which is like a really fucking big deal in so many different ways. I won't bore you guys, but I'm just really proud of my manager, Tracy. She's like boss, CEO woman, like, from working for a different company as an employee to now owning her own company and then joining forces with this massive company is like really cool. Mm. I didn't know it was like that big of a deal until I saw everything in person and like met everybody. But this company Created owns like another really cool company called Vocal and then another drink company. Like it's not just like talent agency. But yeah, at the end of the day, it was really, really cool. I got to meet a lot of cool people, go to cool events. What was my point? That's just what I was there for.
Your voice. And that's what you were talking. You were talking about your voice. Because you were away.
Yeah. What did it for me was really, not yesterday, but the day before's event. That was like, it was like why we went, like the big shebang, like everybody was there. And I was like talking to like people that owned this. And I talked to like a jewelry company owner and like Tracy was introducing me to people. And there was a DJ. And then there was also, I don't know if you saw it on my Instagram story. I apologize for my voice, you guys. I'm really trying, but I kind of can't. Did you see my Instagram story with the saxophone player and the bongo player?
Yes.
Oh, my God. They. Yeah. Oh, my God. They will be at my wedding. 1,000,000%. One of the girls is literally a few towns away. And the other girl, like, I think she's based in Jersey. But they, like, travel and stuff. But oh my God. So there was a saxophone player and a bongo player. So it just made the music like that much louder. And like the bongo player, she had like a whistle in her mouth. So like everyone was like, whoa, like hype up. It like there was a DJ and then them, but like it wasn't like obnoxious. You know, when you're like, okay, can I just hear the music? Like just stop. Mm-hmm. Like they were like harmonizing and like it was like to like modern music and like they were so hype and like it sounded so fucking cool. And it was like something to watch instead of just staring like at the DJ.
Yeah.
It was like being able to like watch a concert or there was like times where like we would circle around them and they would like do
it. Were they part of the DJ or were they there freestyling off of what the DJ was doing?
I don't know if they team up with him often. It seemed like they were on the same page and they like knew all the songs he was playing. Okay. I don't know. Maybe like if they team up with a DJ, they tell him like, can you at least play like these few songs so that we can do it.
Gotcha.
They weren't there the whole entire time. But
that's so cool.
It was so fucking cool. I literally was like, I need your card. You don't understand. Aww. I need your card. I enjoyed it so much because I'm like, it gives like people something to like, it's like a little mini concert. Mm-hmm. In a way. Like even if you just hire them for like an hour or two, like they don't have to be there the whole party. Mm-hmm. Like just to like come in and perform. It was really cool. I said to him, like, if we ever do, like, some sort of event before we even get married, like, I'll hire them for that, too. I don't know what the fuck it would be, but, like, we might have to have an event now because I want them
there. Just because you want them here.
Yes, because it was that cool. Like, I really, really, really enjoyed them. so, yeah, that was really cool. It was nice to see everybody. What else happened? They had a Ferris wheel in the middle of Times Square. Yeah, which is really interesting because obviously they don't have the Toys R Us one anymore, and that was like iconic. So I think they put it there at the end of August, and we went on it the last day that it was going to be there. And this is what I'm saying about smart people. So the owner of Created, what I heard down the grapevine, I didn't hear it directly from him, so this could be fucking completely wrong, but he wanted to get the world record for the most influencers on a Ferris wheel. So he like literally had them. Like, he was, like, a guy that could convince anybody of anything. He, like, literally had them, like, stop their line to let all of us on so that we could all get on the Ferris wheel at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So, that could be so fucking wrong, but that's what people were saying. So I thought that was really interesting.
So you guys jumped the line, all got on a Ferris wheel, yeah. And he took some pictures.
Oh, in our heels and shit.
That's so, aww.
Yeah.
That's fun.
We stayed at the W New York, which was a really nice hotel. I've never stayed there. It was, like, literally right in Times Square. Last time Zane and I stayed in Times Square, we stayed at the Renaissance, which you could like see from right there too. So it's like all the same shit, but it was nice. I'm trying to think of what else was interesting. Oh, well, I'll tell you this story. So,
just going through puberty, guys.
It's kind of hot. I'll take it. I get jealous of people that have naturally raspy voices.
Oh, I know. The raspy voice. I love
this. This is a little much, but like take it down like 3 notches and I would take that. This is like embarrassing to a point because then you're like.
It's like happy words coming out. We're trying to like figure out. We're like deciphering what she's saying. We're like context clues here.
I'll keep drinking water. So for the most part, after like an event or anything, we would like just go to the hotel bar, which was very nice. Obviously, it's a beautiful hotel in the middle of Times Square. And that bar closed at like 1:30, I think. I was staying up until 4 a.m. I don't know who I am. I'd look at the clock and be like, it's 4. And then I would wake up at 9:30. Like nothing happened.
Oh my God.
But I was not like, I have learned to like pace myself now and drink water and like not get obliterated. Mm-hmm. And it's so much nicer because then I can like enjoy a cocktail a few nights in a row versus like being screwed the rest of the weekend. Mm. So like I really did myself good. Anyways, that's not the point. Point is, I'm like, it's a lot of people's first time here in New York. Like we're not going to just stay at the hotel bar. Like what kind of fun is that? You know, like let's go out. And I saw on TikTok this place where you have to go down like a slide to get into the bar. It's like underground and then they have like music and stuff.
Oh, that's so fun.
It looked so cool. So it was like a 15-minute Uber and I'm like trying to convince everybody to like grab an Uber. There's so many of us. I don't know what went through my head of why I thought this was a good idea. Uh-oh. So we're all finally getting an Uber. Everybody's already drunk. So they're like, where? Asking me. And everybody's like, you're the one from New York. I'm like, I'm from Long Island.
It's a big difference.
Yeah. I'm like, I love it here, but I'm not like a local. So we all finally grab an Uber. We get there and we were like trying to, like sometimes in New York City, they don't have like signs and shit or sometimes you have to go upstairs or whatever. So we see these three guys standing outside like bouncers and we're like, hi, is this Slate? Slate. And they're like, nah, this is Taj. Like, Slate is closed. I'm like, oh, you're messing with me. Like, this is Slate, right? Like, no, this is Taj. Slate is closed next door. Go check it out. I'm like, you're not joking?
So you guys went all the way there and it wasn't even in existence anymore.
And our car got there first and there's like 4 cars of other influencers behind us Ubering, right? So I'm panicking. This is my fault. So I'm panicking. And I went online. It said they closed at midnight, Slate. It did not say, like, usually now, like, Google updated for COVID. Like, if they're temporarily closed, like, there's restaurants over here that are, like, opening back up in the fall, like, temporarily closed.
Oh, it wasn't out of business. It was just closed for the night.
I don't know, but the lights were on, but the door was not opening. Maybe I should have called. Whatever. I should have called before we even left the other bar, but I'm saying, like, when I got there, maybe I should have been like, hey, are you guys, like, closed? We're outside, right? It was probably packed and they probably had to shut it down for the night because it was after 10 and they closed at 12. But it was a Sunday, which is also weird. But it was like TikTok famous, basically. So I'm sure a lot of people are going
there. Right. Right. Okay.
So anyways, I'm like panicking. So we go across street to another bar. I forget what it was called. Something with a B. And we go. They're like, yo, you have a reservation? Fuck my life. We're like, nah, we don't. And then we're like, is there anywhere else in the area we can go that you don't need a reservation? He's like, everything for COVID, like nowadays, you need a reservation for any club and bar. And then the guy standing there, it was only like a few of us at this point because nobody had gotten there yet. And he's like, just get online. Just get online. Like that, right? I'm like, all right, he's going to hook it up. In come three other cars of influencers.
Oh, shit.
He's like, I told you guys you could come in, not 25 people. And he's like, at first he said, it's going to be like 2,000 for a table, you guys. And we're like, we could split it between all of us. That's like not that bad, right? There's so many of us. And then he's like, oh, there's that many people. At least $5,000.
What?
Yeah. And we have one of our friends, Justin, sweetest little family ever, Rochelle and Justin. He served in the U.S. Navy. And the guy had, like, one of the bouncers had, like, a badge for the military. So he was like, bro, thank you. Like, nice to meet you. Like, just be honest with me, bro. Like, you can get us in or not, you know? Like bonding with him. Like, such a dad. I just loved it. And he was like, I really can't do anything. And he was like, all right, I appreciate it. We tried to pull the influencer card. in a funny way. We were like, listen, we all have like millions. We'll post you on Instagram, like between all of us, you know, like I don't have millions, but like between all of us, we're like, we got you. Like I go, everybody pull up your famousbirthdays.com. One of the girls was like, I have that. I'm like, yes, everybody pull it up. who's the higher on the list? Who's number 30? So we were just making jokes of it. And then he couldn't get us in. He's like, listen, go up to 3rd Ave. You'll find something. There's a ton of bars on that road, right? So I'm like, okay, fuck me up. I put it on her phone. I'm like, it's a 10-minute walk. I'm like, oh my God, people are even pissed at me. So I'm like, all right, guys, we're going this way. And we're walking. This one's got to pee. This one's like, how far? How much longer?
Are we there yet? Mommy, are we there
and
yet?
And I'm like, if we get to this fucking bar and it's packed, we can't get in, or if it's boring.
They're going to have your head.
Or if it's boring, yeah. I don't think anyone would have yelled at me, but I'm like, if I was in their position, I would have been fucking annoyed. I'm like, I Ubered all the way over here and like, there's nothing, really? Could have just stayed at the hotel bar, you know, and went upstairs when we were done. So we get to this bar. It's called... Pig Uglies, something weird, Pig Uglies or something. And we go to pass it and it's dead silent. Luckily, they were all trailing behind because everybody was tired and shit. I was like booking it, like trying to find somewhere, right? Because mm-hmm. I was sober, so responsible. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I fucked this up and I have a bunch of drunk people are being mad at me. So I walk into this bar and there's like maybe three people in there, like sitting around and like quiet. I go, it was like a movie scene. I go like this on the table. I go, sorry, I got a question. I go, listen, I got 20 people coming in behind me. You got a bathroom? He's like, yeah. I'm like, can you bump up the music? We're going to get it popping in here. He's like, okay. And he was so excited. It was a Sunday night. He probably like barely had any business. He fucking turns up the music. Everybody walks in and is like,
wow. Oh, that's awesome.
And they had like a table, like a, what's this game called where you slide the thing at bars?
Oh, air hockey?
Not air hockey, no. Shuffleboard? Something like that? I don't know. They had, like, games and, like, he blessed the music. They had bathrooms. It was air conditioned.
You guys are in your glory. You're like, oh my God, as long as we can pee and drink, we're good.
And it was empty, so there was, like, a lot of room. Oh my God, I was like, thank you fucking Lord. This poor guy, it was only him there because his Sundays are probably usually slow. So this poor guy's trying to get everybody drinks. People are opening tabs. He's trying to like do this, this, and that. Oh my God. So we kind of made it pop in. I guess people in the neighborhood were like, oh, this bar's popping. It's like the only one open around. So we started bringing more people came in. So I felt happy for him, but right, I could tell that he was stressed. Like, poor guys, like, doing a million things for a million people. And then I have people from my group, like, asking him if they could put their phone on the thing to play music. And he's like, no, I'm just trying to make drinks. But at the end of it, he, like, when I closed out my tab, he, like, shook my hand. He was like, thank you. I'm like, thank you so much. You, like, really turned our night around. You don't understand. And I think he was grateful because we bought a lot of fucking drinks, like, between all of us. Like, think about it. So...
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was really awesome. I'm like, thank fucking God that that happened. I'm like, listen, I got 20 people coming in right behind me in a few seconds. I need you to turn that music. I'm like, can you blast the music and we'll get it popping? He's like, yes.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But yeah, other than that, it was a great time. I saw a New York City rat for the first time of all my years. A rat.
A rat.
Not a mouse, like a big, rat. Like bigger than a squirrel rat.
Wow.
At nighttime. It was so fucking funny. There was a group of people walking this way that we didn't know, and then we were walking that way. It was the first night I got there. We went to a restaurant called Scarpetta's, by the way. No. Scarpetta's? Or is that where I went with my mom? It was some Italian restaurant. That was irrelevant because I don't remember the name of it, but it was delicious. Anyways, there's a group of people walking towards us and we were walking this way, whatever. And they were like, oh God, like freaking out. And then the people we were with were like freaking out. And then I pulled out my phone and tried to get a video, but it literally went this way. And they were like, oh my God, that was a rat. And then it had no chill. It went back the other way.
Like, I didn't scare him enough. Let me do it again.
Yeah. But I'm like, I swear to God, you guys, of all my years coming here, I've never actually seen one.
I've seen one like on the subway.
Yeah.
Like waiting on the subway. Like,
I don't really take the subway often. I think the only time I'm taking the subway is with you a few times. But other than that, I don't. I just Uber. So, but it was not in the subway. It was right on the street.
Hmm.
He didn't give a fuck.
He said, yo, what's up?
It was huge. And then like another day, I saw a little mouse too running around.
Aww.
Yeah. I feel like something else. I can't remember. But it was fun. That was my trip.
Yay.
Yay. And now I sound like this.
It's from him pumping that music all the way up. It just got you. You had to be screaming.
I know.
Oh, that's awesome. Glad you had a good time. And that you got to meet the new higher-ups and got and to I, experience I finally got and to, make some connections. I think that's great.
Yeah. You know? I finally got to meet my... Okay, so Tracy was my manager, but now she's like boss bitch, CEO of the company, and like she can't actually handle all the influencers, so she has to have like assistants. So the girl that I've been working with, Mariah, we like chat every single day, but we never met in person, and she is like literally me in another human. Like we're like soul sisters. She's like, are you my soul sister? I'm like, I think so.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, so we got along really, really, really well, so that was cool.
And where is she based, in the city?
Philadelphia. Oh, no. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, somewhere in Pennsylvania, okay. Philadelphia or Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh. But yeah, she's in Philly. Wow. I'm sorry, Pennsylvania. Fuck. Just shut me up.
She's in PA somewhere.
I don't think
somewhere.
I need to speak anymore. And I'm going next week to Atlantic City with my parents for my mom's birthday. So that's just going to be another whole shebang. But it's fine.
Okay. I mean, listen, you're young.
Exactly.
You're living life.
Exactly.
Who cares about your voice temporarily disappearing?
Exactly.
That's it.
And that was it. Other than that, it was a lot of business work stuff. I did an interview, which I was nervous for, but I feel like I did pretty well. I feel like it depends. It always depends on like the interviewer making you feel like comfortable with their questions and stuff. But that was cool. I don't know where it's going.
I was just answering questions.
But I did it. But yeah. My favorite thing that I took from it was a saxophone player and her name is like Gabby Rose Music or something. Like Rose. And she lives on Long Island.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep. So they're going to be at the next event.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that.
Mark my words. They'll be there.
Yep. So that's that. Okay. Anything with you?
It's just I'm healing better, getting better.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Pretty great.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. The weather's getting warm, cooler now.
Yeah, but it's slowly. Nasty it's humid yesterday.
Sticky
nasty,
wet.
It's disgusting. But I went walking yesterday and today.
Oh, good.
We put Ali on the bus and then we went walking. I did a couple of miles.
Oh, that's
and
good. That's
yesterday,
great.
My hip was killing me.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I like almost zero pain, like throughout the walk.
Yeah.
Towards the end. you know? My foot's still very numb, so it's kind of hard with the balance still. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, fucking doing amazing. Like, I'm so
grateful.
The fact that everything is healing now, yay, and I can finally start doing things.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's just, it's really nice. We went, you know, my tombstones, because I'm cheap, I would get them at the dollar store and, like, use rocks to, like, hold them up in the weather or try to... last year, we stapled fucking scrap wood on the back of it to try to, like, prevent it from, like, blowing away for my Halloween display. And this year, I told everyone, I'm like, you know, I want to make them. You know, I know if we go to Home Depot, I could buy foam board, like, foam insulation board. Insulation? foam board. Let's, you know, maybe... I'm like, yeah, but I'm too cheap, and they're kind of expensive, but it would be cheaper, and I don't want to buy the dollar one, whatever, right?
Have you looked online, like Etsy or like Wish or something?
Yes, but I also want to, see, I wanted to make them, okay, you know, and whatever, stupid long story, but I told them, I said, let's just go look around. I said, you know what? I says, you know, they're building those two new houses right here. I says, maybe they have like scrap wood. You could just see. Uh-huh. And they did. They had a huge dumpster full of fucking wood, but it was behind a gate.
Oh.
So I'm like, fuck. But then we left. I turned a block to make a right. I'm like, let's just go to Home Depot and like price out like the cheapest kind of wood or see if we can get the cheap foam board, something. I turn and the neighbor that's on that block right there put out a fucking dresser, like a tall, like five drawer dresser, for the garbage, and I just stopped. I'm like, ever throw it in the car? And it was a really good, like a hardwood, well made, like dovetail, not this like flake board shit. Like it was a solid wood dresser. And him and I took it apart and made tombstones out of it.
Oh,
and I'm so fucking excited because it was like. And it's crazy because that day they had the fair at Argyle Park and I wanted to go, you know, and I ended up getting consumed in this. So I ended up not going.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we're making tombstones and I'm so excited because these are going to be like lifelong now, you know.
Yeah, made of wood, yeah.
And we, you know, spray painted and Aaliyah's going to add her little shits to it. I'm so fucking excited.
I love you guys and your crafts. I'd be like, I'll fucking buy them.
No, and then last year, remember when the candle thing Nate made out of pool noodles? Did you ever see that?
No.
Oh, so it was a big trend last year. And of course, by the time I saw it and went to go buy pool noodles, nobody had pool noodles. So this year, somebody sent it to me again, saying, oh, I saw this and I thought of you. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
I remember that from last year. Let me go see if I can find pool noodles. And sure enough, Dollar Tree had some. So I was working on that yesterday, where you make it look like a bunch of candles. You cut them at different lengths. And you put little fake little tea light candles in there. And it looks like candles burning. But I painted them black and put little drip marks on it with my glue gun.
So much patience.
put my glue gun, you know, made little drip marks. And
oh my God, coming for my DIY Alyssa brand. You need to make a YouTube video.
I love doing, that's me and my rocks, my kindness rocks. Oh, I love doing
it. I don't hate it, but it's not fun for me. I think because I did it for my YouTube channel. And then I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't like doing crafts.
See, I love doing crafts.
Yeah, no, I love that for you.
It just feels good because I could actually sit long enough now to do stuff. I can get in the car and be like yesterday I ran out of glue sticks. I'm like, fuck, no problem. Jump in my car, drove to the dollar store, got glue sticks. I didn't need to bring a cane or lean on the shopping cart. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I feel like I'm getting my life back, mm-hmm. which is so fucking rewarding.
Yeah.
It's like 2.5 years of hell. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, I could see, you know, I could see how in a couple of more months,
how you'll be like really good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And I told Ever today when we were walking, I'm like, listen, it felt like I had a 5-pound weight on my right ankle. Like my leg felt a little heavy, like just my right one, which has always been my worst side. And it felt like I had like little strings tied on my toes. Like, you know, like a sock sometimes we'll get.
Oh, yeah.
So I had that uncomfortable feeling. Not nowhere near as bad as it used to be. But I told him, I think that's why my hip winds up hurting, is because I think after a while of walking, having that feeling of heaviness and having that feeling of a string tied around your toe, I felt like I feel like I adjust my walking to compensate, and I think that's why my hip was bothering me yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, but it was better today.
Good. Yeah.
And then when we were doing the dresser, when we were taking apart the dresser and started to, like, make the tombstones, I fucking stepped on two nails. Alyssa.
Ow.
When I tell you I went,
You were barefoot?
Yes. So.
Geraldine, you need Crocs.
Listen to me.
Oh my God. I was so mad at myself. You had cheese feet, don't you?
I was so mad at myself, but you know me, I love walking barefoot.
Why? Really? Why?
I've always loved walking barefoot.
Oh, I don't like things on my feet.
Yeah, I don't like things on my feet either, which is why I like walking barefoot.
Oh.
Ha! But I'm walking barefoot. I'm like, I should put shoes on, but I'm like,
I should.
And then I'm like, let's just make sure nothing is dropped. Ever, if you're taking out nails, make sure. He says, well, okay. And then he dropped the paper, which had the two nails sticking up it, and it blew, and I fucking stepped on it. And I went, Aaliyah, ow, because she was sitting over there painting something. And I just had my foot, like, standing on my tippy toes, like, and there was a puddle of blood that had to be about 4 inches round at that
Shut
point.
The fuck
Immediately,
up.
It was gushing blood.
Oh,
but she's like, Mom,
shoes?
She goes, Mom, I have to just pull it out, okay? So bear with me for a second. And she pulls it out. And then she's like, all right, come here. Sit on the, like, so now I have to walk from the concrete walkway.
Wait, you were up in the garage?
No, I was on my sidewalk in my backyard.
Oh, okay. I was like, walking in the garage with no shoes on is very reckless.
No, I would never do that. We were in the backyard.
Oh, okay,
and Aaliyah was on the deck on a chair, and I was on the concrete.
Okay, okay.
So she's like, Mom, come over here. I have to clean it out. I have to wrap it up for you, right? So as I'm walking, there's just drops.
Ew.
Oh, fucking blood. It was so much blood. At one point, I'm like, wow.
Oh, my God.
I was taking, like, handfuls of dirt and, like, throwing it on because the dogs are, like, trying to smell it. He's like, they're going to lick this blood. So he's like, oh. So, yeah, I fucking.
It wasn't on your foot that was numb. You couldn't feel it.
Unfortunately, it was on that foot. And that's the point. I didn't realize how bad it was because I felt a little bit. But I didn't feel as fucking bad as it was. Aaliyah's like, Ma, this is fucking bad. And when I look down at the pile of blood, I'm like, oh,
God.
Like, this shit usually doesn't. She fucking wrapped me, ace band.
Oh,
she took such good care of me. Thank God. I couldn't see it. I still can't get my foot to see it. Anywho,
oh, my God, bless her.
Yeah.
I would have been like, I'm not touching your foot. I hate feet.
But literally had to fucking pull the two nails out of my foot.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Yeah. But they're fine now.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And then, like.
What an adventure.
Yeah. But I got my tombstones. Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck these DIYs.
No, it just makes me want to do more.
What? That makes you want to do more?
Yeah, because I'm seeing the outcome. And it's just like, oh, my God. But the feeling, and I was saying this to Ever this morning, it's like walking and not needing the cane or needing to hold on to him. I did have to stop a couple of times and just stretch out my leg because my calf is cramping a little bit. And it's just like, it's not
Lighter.
Used to doing so much, you know? Like, it's just new,
yeah.
Right? So I had to stop a couple of times, but I did it. And I told Ever, I says, it's such mentally, I'm in a spot where, like, mentally I want to go, but I only have to go until my back says, no more,
exactly.
You know? So it's like, mentally it's been good for me, but then it's like, because I want to do so much, I'm like at a.
You're like, I have like Halloween to do. Now is not the time.
There's a very fine line. You
yeah.
know, it's like, I want to do more, but then it's like, no, I know I can't.
Yeah.
So, but that's
because you don't want to mess things up.
And like, every day, I was like, Cherry, don't overdo it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're telling me? You think I'm going to overdo it? Like, yesterday, I actually did a load of laundry by myself, washed, dried, folded, brought it upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like fucking, like, oh my God, yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, washed my hair the other day, both my hands. I mean, improvements.
There you go. There you go. Yeah,
and
you just need to be careful. There were so many cute dogs in the city. Oh my God. Why do people have the cutest dogs in the city?
Really?
The fucking wiener dogs get me. They really do.
They're
love
so
the fucking short legs. Corgis, wiener dogs, like. I want a munchkin cat. Like, I love the tiny little legs. It fucking
They're
gets
adorable.
Me. It's so cute.
Adorbs.
There's just so many cute dogs in the city. Even though we saw one that was, like, not your typical, like, cute dog, but it was, like, pug looking, like mixed with something else, but it had like the smushiest little face. And he was just like so happy to be like walking around in the city. He was just like such a happy little brown dog. He was just, I'm like, me and Fran were like, he's so happy. I just makes you want to cry. I found a TikTok account that is like an animal shelter, and they put up videos when like the dog meets like their new owners and they're like all excited, and I'm sitting there bawling.
Oh my God. I wonder if it's the same one. I saw one the other night where the guy's coming with an orange card and it says like, you've been adopted.
Yes.
And the dog is just.
Yes. Ah! Oh my God. I made the mistake of sitting there and scrolling through all his videos.
I just saw that one. Yeah, that one made me cry. I'm like, oh my God, this is the sweetest thing.
Dude.
See, that's why.
And they do cats too. Oh. I was just going through crying.
I really wish humans learned from animals. I wish humans were like animals.
That makes me. It literally made me want to own an animal shelter. I'm like, one day I want to do this.
Oh.
But also it makes me really sad to see them come in. But like some of the, like I was scrolling through and like some of the dogs are like shaking, you know, coming from where they came from. So sad, but at least you get to like rescue them. But also I think that I would be like, no, we need to rescue every single one. And like, you can't take every single one, but like I would want to.
Listen, it would be hard. Like, it would be like that to own acres and acres of property and just be an animal rescue.
Yeah, you could do that.
Do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I would also feel bad like keeping them in like their cages before getting adopted. But it's like, what are you going to do? You have to keep them somewhere, you know? Like, I would feel bad doing that. But at least they're safe and it's better than where they were.
Right, right.
You can only do so much. But yeah, that TikTok like got me. I was like, oh, I love it.
So sweet.
I feel like we need one more cat to complete our little, although 3 is a good number. But
3 is a good number?
Yeah.
Aaliyah and I went driving the other day and she was driving because she's getting really good, by the way.
Yay.
But she went driving and she was down that one block where we found her making a left. So it was right in front of us.
Yeah.
And I said, let me lower the window.
Let's just try to stay.
Just lower the window here if we hear any little meows. But we did not hear anything.
Yeah. No. If we were to find another one, we would give it to like an animal shelter or something. I want to go to that adoption place again. I thought it was a really cool experience and I really want to do that again.
That's awesome.
And they save them all from like
kill shelters.
So yeah, that's where we found Ben and I'd want to go there again for sure. Next we want either like a white or like a red or orange cat rather. Like I feel like that's what we need to complete our little color wheel.
So sweet.
She's and we so want long haired too. We just love our long haired cats. So, anyways, that's the dealio.
That's fun.
Let's read some emails.
KK.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Go ahead. I haven't shut the fuck up. You want me to talk more?
Okay.
Do you love me that much? Damn.
All right. We got one in. It says, advice needed before October, please. So here we are. We're before October. hi, ladies. I need some advice. I listen to your podcast and get so much insight and happiness from the things that you talk about. I feel like I could benefit from your advice and seeing things from a different perspective. So I'm kind of the jealous type and I get anxiety too. I was going into therapy for a bit and I'm on anxiety medication. So things have been going better for me. But my boyfriend is going to a wedding in October. He's in it. And he's going without me because I have to work. I don't like the girl who is getting married because she said something rude about me at my boyfriend's sister's wedding a few months ago. I'm worried I will be mean and pissed off about him being there without me and all his friends and whatnot. He has a lot of friends that are girls. I know he would never cheat on me and our relationship has been going so great. I'm just afraid of how I'm going to react, and I really need your advice on to not stress about the situation and get through it without being upset. I know I probably sound crazy. I don't want to be the jealous type. Also, I don't have a ton of friends like him, so I think insecurity plays in this part. It plays in this. Also, his friends, that are the girls, are so pretty, and it makes me insecure about myself. Anyways, I know this was all over the place, but if you guys have any advice, any kind of advice for me, I would love to hear it. Here's a picture of me and my boyfriend for reference. Thanks. Listen, Jerry, love you guys. By the way, she said, here's a picture of my boyfriend and I. She grammatically said it correct. And I said, my boyfriend. That's because how I would talk. So I'm sorry. She said it the correct way.
Isn't it funny how your brain like sees it but says something different?
Yes.
Before you said it, I was going to suggest that it may be an insecurity thing. So she did say that.
I love that she's completely honest. Yes, she's like, listen, I'm a jealous type.
You're aware.
Tend to be an anxious person. You're aware, and I think that's. I think that's the biggest step.
Yeah.
Like, you're aware. You know you're going to be this way. So preparing yourself ahead of time is a way to conquer it. But
you guys do look very young. Also, may I add, this looks like maybe like a high school prom or something. No. I could be so fucking wrong. You're probably gonna be like, I'm 25.
Yeah, remember last time? You were way off last time.
Well, they're going to a wedding of his friend, so they can't be that young, probably.
Yeah, wedding of his friend, so probably early 20s.
20s, yeah. Maybe.
Okay. Here's my thing. Being very aware of how you could potentially get upset or be jealous or react and act is the most important step. I'm working on something right now, which I've... Okay, so we all know that Jerry has issues with herself and my self-worth, my self-esteem, my self-respect, all of that. And I know a lot of it is comparison, and you can't compare. And listen, it's easy for me to say, and it's... Obviously, I still struggle, so it's hard for me to do. But it's very easy to get caught up with the, he has a ton of friends, they're all girls, and they're so pretty, and it just makes me, he's with you.
You're his girlfriend.
Yeah, he's not with them. He's with you. He chose you over them. So you have to understand that there's a reason behind that.
And
you
being
know?
Pretty doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't. You have to, first of all, I think you're adorable. I don't see anything wrong with you. But I understand that the insecurity comes from within. But value your worth that he chose you. And I think just keeping busy, freeing your mind, going out in a positive way. He's going to go. I know he's not going to cheat on me. He's going to be, you know, just part of this wedding. I think, you know.
You have to have trust in your relationship.
Yeah.
He's going to be with all his guy friends. They're going to be hanging out. Like, that's going to have nothing. Like he's not going to even look the other way.
And I think it's, you know, she said, I know he's not going to cheat on me, but it's her. Like, how is she going to feel? And I know because I do, even though, like, I'll say, oh, I know Ever's not going to cheat on me, or I know he's not going to do anything wrong or whatever, but I still sometimes will get mad about a situation. Like, so that's what I'm saying. I appreciate that she's so aware.
If they're gonna, then that's like, that's his problem then.
Right.
Like, if he's gonna, he's gonna. No matter how much you worry about it or tell him not to.
Right.
Then he's not the person for you. Then right. His loss.
Right.
So, but I don't know. I guess I can't relate because I never, ever, ever feel that way about Zane.
Right.
But Zane's a different breed.
Zane is a different breed. But again, no, you're a different breed.
Oh.
Like, no, because that's what it is. Mm. Like, her boyfriend... like she said, I know he's not going to cheat on her.
He's never treated her wrong.
Insecurities that are making her feel that way. So it's not his action, his past actions.
Yeah.
So I think you need to.
She said, I used to go to therapy. I was going to therapy for a bit. Maybe you need to
go
back into therapy. Talk it out.
But I would definitely keep yourself occupied. Don't sit home. I know you're working that day, but don't let that sit in your subconscious and like let it eat away at you because he's just going to a wedding. You could have went, but you're working, so you're not.
Right.
But just keep
it's
yourself
busy.
It's
not like he was like, don't come. It's like, you're working, so you can't.
I would just keep myself busy. Keep myself busy. Keep your mind occupied and don't think about it. Go in there with, I love you. Have a great time.
Yeah, don't be mad at him for it. Because then he'll resent you for that and be like, I can't go have fun? Like, what the fuck?
I was horrible like that whenever.
Yeah, but you have to learn and to be better. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just nice that I feel like in Zane and I's relationship, like the weekend, he's like, have fun, have a great time, be safe, like text me updates. And then I get home and he's like, hope you had a great time. Like, it's nice to have that relationship where like he can go out with his guy friends. Like, he just asked me like next week, he's like, can you take us so we can go drinking? I'm like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, go have fun. Like, I think it's so important for in couples for you to go have fun separately. Mm-hmm. Like, have fun together, of course, but like having that separate time is so important. And obviously, again, you could have been at that wedding, but you can't. And so, like, let him go have his fun. If something happens, that's on him. But it doesn't seem like he's ever done anything to, like, break your trust. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, innocent until proven guilty, you know? Like, I was also going to say, too, don't let somebody that said something bad about you, like bother you. She probably means nothing to you. You have no loyalty to her. And, like, if people want to talk their shit, like, just let them talk their shit. Like, you know who you are at the end of the day. And so if somebody wants to say something bad about you, then again, that just shows their character and that's on them.
Exactly. Definitely their character, not yeah. yours. And I know you said you don't have a lot of friends, but maybe you have a friend that after work you can plan to go out with and go
yeah,
out
go
for
out
dinner
that night.
Or go out to a bar or whatever yeah. your thing is. Go out with a friend and enjoy your time.
That's probably a big part of it too, that she doesn't have a lot of friends and he does. It's like, right. That's also a jealousy thing. Even though he's your boyfriend, you're probably jealous of him.
Well, she said it. She goes, I am jealous.
Yeah. So get on Bumble BFF and make yourself some friends, girlfriend. Let's
go. Let's just add it.
Get on it right now. Make BFF. Yourself an account.
What is it? BFF?
Bumble
what?
BFF.
Oh, Bumble BFF.
Go ahead. Start going on friendship dates. Do it the night of, you're working. Fuck. Yeah. Go out after work.
Go out after work.
With somebody.
With a BFF.
Yeah,
with a
Bumble safely BFF in public.
A group. Get a group together.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do it. Do it.
You need to, when you suffer like this, you need to change things. Otherwise, you're always going to fucking suffer from anxiety and jealousy and feeling alone. Like, you need to put in work and, like, meet new people and find new hobbies and, like, do your own thing so that you feel fulfilled in your life, because you can't pour from an empty cup. You are trying to pour from an empty cup. That's why you have jealousy issues and insecurities, because you don't have things in your life that make you happy without him. Mic drop.
Damn, Alyssa.
You gotta fill your cup before you fill others. Okay. Hopefully that helped her.
I'm sure it did.
Feel like strict parents or parents that care? Hello, ladies. I've written in for advice before and you guys were amazing help and helped me get through the situation. Aw, yay. Well, I have a new one. Here we go. I've been with my boyfriend for almost 2 years already. I'm going to be turning 18 soon. I'm a freshman going into college, but I still live at home with my parents. Well, when my boyfriend comes over, we can only be in the living room. We can never hang out in my room, even if the door is open. Honestly, I feel like this is very unfair because my parents allow my brother's girlfriend in his room, and she even gets to sleep over. Yes, I know, he's a boy and he's older, but sometimes I'd like some privacy alone with my boyfriend. Not to do nasty things, she says. But, you know, just to be alone in my room and not have my family and everyone else around. We can't even watch a movie in peace because it gets so loud sometimes. How do I bring this up to my parents without them getting mad? Because they usually do when it comes to stuff like this. Whenever I go over his house, we're allowed to go in his room and hang out. But, oh boy, don't let my parents find out, because they would not let me go over there anymore, lol. I understand in my parents' eyes I'm still a little girl. Also, it doesn't help that I'm the only girl and the baby of the family. I just want to know how to bring it up and what exactly to say. Please help, and thank you so much for being here again and for listening to me vent. Love you ladies so much. That was very beautifully written, must I add.
Too. I was,
she like got to the point, but explained it all.
My advice, just go show them this email.
Oh.
Because it was beautifully written.
It was.
It was like you respect, she obviously loves and respects her parents and
right.
doesn't want to offend them or hurt them. And I understand.
The difference between a son and a daughter is very different.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But
if Aaliyah was 18 and had a boyfriend, you'd let them in their room with the door open.
Yes. With the door. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No. At 15 or 16, that's, no. Yeah.
But they're 18. But
at 18, yeah. And I think,
like, Imani had a girlfriend at 18, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she slept over sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Would you let Aaliyah's boyfriend sleep over at 18?
I don't think she's going to have a boyfriend.
She's not
going
to have one for a long time.
She's too worried about school right now. She says, I ain't got time for that drama, Ma.
But hypothetically.
Hypothetically,
It's different for you?
It's different for me, which is, that's so, it is terribly so, it is sexist, so right? That's terrible. But I...
But it's the same situation. She's the baby. Aaliyah's the baby of the family.
And my mom did it to me. Jennifer used to sleep over all the time at my house.
And you were like, what the fuck?
Dave couldn't sleep over at that.
So you know how it feels.
My mom winded up letting Dave sleep over because Dave lives so far away.
Right, right, right.
So he would come out for the weekend because we only saw each other on weekends. So my mom did let him start staying over.
Yeah.
But for the longest time, it's like, are you fucking kidding me?
You were
How come I can't? Uh-huh, you know? Uh-huh. So I don't know what it is with... Probably because you're the baby of the family. You're their little girl. Yeah. You're their baby. It doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
But it is their house and their rules.
Yeah.
But I would, mom, dad, I'm 18. I'm an adult. I'm going to college.
Right. Yeah. I feel like she's 18. Like you're getting older. You're going off on your own.
Can we compromise? Yeah. Can we just go in my room and I'll leave the door open?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not asking for the door closed.
Right. Yeah. Like, I feel like they do need like time away from the family to just at least like be able to talk to each other without everybody hearing their conversation. Yeah, like some alone time.
Exactly. We'll hang out with family too. Because I like that. I appreciate balance. It. It's great. But at the same time, mom and dad, I would love to. Yeah. Have your approval and you not be worried or stressed or angry with me if I do want to go in the room and watch a movie quietly with him and stuff like that. And yes, we'll leave the door open.
And like, say, listen.
This is your house. I understand that.
Yeah. And be like, this is my boyfriend of 2 years. You guys obviously know him. He comes to the house all the time. You know I really like him. Like, I want to be able to bond with him and, like, get to know him more, like, and, like, on a deeper level, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, maybe don't say that. That sounds a little much. But like, like I want to be able to like bond with him and like really grow our relationship. We can like say something like that, you know? Like see it, like maybe in their eyes, they'll be like, oh, that's really nice. Like, oh, she just really wants to like get to know somebody like that she really likes, you know? It's like, I don't want to do the nasty. I just want to be able to have a conversation in peace.
And then be...
or watch a movie.
And then be prepared for them to say... No, we feel very strongly about this. And
yeah, I think they are a little strict, but
I had friends that grew up very strict like this.
Yeah.
And they look back now and they appreciate it. And they're really thankful because I think some of the friends that maybe they did have that went down a different road, they saw how their life turned out. Mm-hmm. So they're like, I sort of appreciated that my parents were a little stricter with me. So that's the other thing too. I mean, ultimately it is their house and their rules, and if they are strict and they don't want to bend or lean, then you know what,
it sucks, but that's how it's gonna have to
and
be.
Then yeah, that'll be how it has to be. And then when you go to your boyfriend's house, then you have the alone time there.
Exactly. Yeah, just, you know? Don't let them find out. Actually, don't show them this email because then they'll find out about the boyfriend's
just
house.
Just delete that part of it, white it out, print it, white it out, and then give it to them.
Yeah. It seems like you slightly understand, kind of. Yeah. I guess I remember when I had my first kiss. I was very young, middle school, I think. And my mom like found out somehow, and she like literally took my phone away from me. Like, I'll never forget it. Phone. Like, I had one of those, like, just like it didn't open or anything. It was just like a rectangle, and you had to hit the button 3 times. I don't know how she found out. I have to ask her nowadays. I think somebody told her or something. But it was a big deal for me. It was like my first boyfriend, and we had our first kiss at school by the lockers, and I was so excited. And she found out and she got mad at me. She took my phone. So parents just do silly things sometimes, I guess, protective over their children.
That's what they're there for, right?
Yeah.
Protect and keep you safe. And
at least it was my first boyfriend. We were together for a long time. I was heartbroken when we broke up. Aww. It wasn't some random guy.
No rando. Mm-hmm. Mom, appreciate that it wasn't just some rando.
Yeah.
You taught me well, Mom.
I was probably
young.
I was probably really young. I don't know. Maybe like 13, 12 or 13. Which it's fine. But it's like, then you learn from your parents' mistakes. Like, if my child, if I know they have their first kiss, like, I'll just talk to them about it. I won't like scold them for it.
Yeah, you definitely learn what you'll do
as a parent versus what like your parents did to you. Yeah.
And then you'll get...
Not that it was anything terrible. Like, I look back at it and I laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like a fun... I'm like, what? I had my first kiss. Why are you taking my phone away? She'd be happy for me. So, yeah.
Aww. The innocence. That's what it is.
I know.
Still the innocence.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. But yeah, I guess like bring it up in a nice way and like see what they say. I wouldn't expect much though, like Jerry said, like expect them to be like, no, thank you.
Or maybe with the door open, they'll be okay with it. Listen,
I
don't
know,
be wide
I feel
open.
Like that should be allowed.
You
yeah.
can come by anytime you want. We just yeah. want to. You know,
be able to talk,
a movie, have a conversation,
and please don't stand by the wall and like listen to our conversation.
But you can because we're not doing anything wrong. Like, go let them have that trust. You know, you know. Maybe they were when they were your age, they were off doing the dirty, and they think that that's
oh,
what you're going to do.
Definitely were,
and maybe
these
that's
hypocrites.
What they think. Maybe they think that's what you're going to do, so they're trying to protect you from that. Mm. Little do they know that when you want it, you're going to get it, no matter what, right?
Mm-hmm. Anyway. I just feel like 18 is like older. I feel like once you hit 18, you're like pretty mature mm-hmm. in a way to at least be in the room
She's
with the door
open. Still
the baby
of the family.
I know. Yeah, that makes a difference. You don't yeah. have a younger sibling, so you don't seem older.
Especially she's like that's I'm going to be I listen, I don't know what Aaliyah with boyfriends and stuff like that, but like I feel like I want to hold on to Aaliyah that much tighter because she's my last little. I mean, be it a girl or a boy, but especially because it's a girl. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, they're growing up. I'm, you know.
Yeah, but maybe whoever she ends up with will be a really great addition to the family.
He better be because otherwise he won't be.
Well, he has to deal with all of us.
He has to deal with Zane, Alyssa, Imani, whoever Imani's with, ever, me. Yeah, he better be good.
I will accept with open arms as long as he's a good person.
Yeah. That's all you gotta make.
Yeah.
Treat her good. Be a good person and treat her good, and that's it.
That's all we ask. Not like that freaking aunt on the freaking Bachelor. Oh. What are you doing? Time gets hard. Oh, that's cute. Like, no. Don't be mean.
Ew.
So mean. Well, we wish you the best.
We do. Let us know.
Let us know.
Okay. Please. Wait, is this my turn or your turn?
This is your turn.
Oh, your turn. I read that one.
What? I just read that one. I said it was beautifully written after I read it.
Oh, I thought you said that after I read it.
The confidence, I like it.
Please help. Family relationship issues. What's poppin', listen, Jerry? Y'all are the freaking best. Aww. I listen to your podcast while doing Instacart, and it keeps me entertained and focused. So thank you. I also love your vids, Alyssa. Keep being amazing.
Thank you so much. Sorry, I was yawning.
So let's get into it. I've written in before similar. she wrote in about something similar. But I think it got missed. Oh, okay. Sorry.
She said I've written this in before. Oh, okay. I thought she meant like we read it and like didn't understand. Okay, that's okay. Just go on.
Okay. Anyway, I started dating this wonderful man last June. We met in person June 5th, even amongst all the COVID stuff happening. Not smart, I know. We've been together for over a year now.
So it was worth it.
As long as you're being smart. I moved in with him in January, and we are so happy together.
Congratulations.
Here's where it gets hard.
Oh, gosh.
My parents live in Arizona and have never met him in person yet due to the pandemic. We were on FaceTime the other day with them, and they always mention us coming to visit. My boyfriend started a new job not even a year ago, so he can't take time off yet. However, I don't have a great relationship with my dad. That's a whole other story, but he is not the nicest. Aww. So when we were on the phone, both my brother and dad made the rude comment of, oh, she's good enough to sleep with but not marry.
Oh, my God. So vulgar and harsh. Okay, wait, finish the email. What the fuck?
I was so angry. It's none of the business what we do, but comments like this make me not want to ever go meet them. Make me not want to bring him to meet them. The last time I visited, almost 2 years ago, I almost booked a flight home the night I got there because my dad called me some pretty awful names, all because I asked not to be involved in talking about politics. I know it always ends up in a fight because we don't typically agree, so I asked to be left out of it. I'm extremely nervous to have my boyfriend meet them, let alone stay with them even for a few nights. If we go, we'd most likely get a hotel or an Airbnb, which might make them even more upset.
Oh, no, don't stay with them.
So I guess my question for you guys is, am I completely wrong for not wanting to go visit? It gives me so much anxiety even thinking about it. Do I bring it up to them? I don't know how they've already... Wait. I don't like how they've already treated him without meeting him. Not to mention both my dad and brother have had past that they really can't talk.
Like they have shit that stinks too.
Right, yeah, exactly. I forgot to mention they're pretty religious. We were just talking about that. I just don't know what to do. I don't want to feel stuck there if it doesn't go well, but I understand they want to meet my man. Help.
I would not go.
I wouldn't go.
No, thank you. That's okay.
I wouldn't go. How dare they?
If your mom is fine, like it doesn't seem like your mom is an issue, then just have her fly out to Arizona by herself.
That is so rude.
That comment is extremely vulgar
rude.
And unnecessary. Oh, you can sleep with her? Ew, like don't say that about your daughter. Gross.
And sister, because the brother said it too. But that's okay for them to say that. So
I would stay clear. Fly your mom out to Arizona and have her meet him, and that's it. Because your boyfriend seems like he's a nice guy and you really like him. And you don't want, that's not fair to him. At all. Like, fuck that. No. Don't do it. And you should not feel bad for that. Because
I wouldn't do it.
Blood does not mean shit. If they're being rude, then they're being rude. So just don't.
That's my answer. I definitely wouldn't do that. Especially since, even though I messed it up, but I understand that they have shit in their past that they've done that they...
Everybody does.
But then you're
judging.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody does. Everybody's shit stinks. I literally just posted this on my Instagram story yesterday. Like, everybody's so judgmental lately on the internet. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Something's up people's asses because everybody's so judgy. And it's like,
terrible.
You're not perfect. We're all human. Everybody's shit stinks. Like, and it's not my job to please everybody. So you can please everyone.
Right.
And if you're just
But your dad and your brother are way out of line. And
very out of line.
And you know, you say yourself your dad is not the nicest. I wouldn't subject somebody to him when he's already making him feel a certain sort of way.
I want to know what you said back to that because I couldn't even imagine if those words came out of my father's mouth, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
That's just horrible.
That is none of your business. It literally is none of your business. And it does not affect you at all if I have a ring on my finger or not. And we've been together for a little over a year. It doesn't even matter. Me and Sam have been together for 8 and we're not engaged yet. Like, what? Some people don't even want to get married. Vulgar.
This is so. But she threw in the word religious at the end, which is probably why, like, maybe they feel I should be living together before they're married. I don't get it, but to me,
you can't control your daughter's life because of your beliefs.
But again, it goes back to so if you're using religion, if they're religious, but yet they're speaking to and about you in such a way, and him, like, I don't like when people use religion and then do this. Like, that's so, I don't know. That's so shitty, you know? Like, to talk to your daughter, to talk to your sister like that, you know, about somebody who you've never met, you know, it's such a shitty thing to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just a shitty person. I'm sorry, because I understand this is your brother and your father. But they're shitty people if that's all they could say on a FaceTime talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's just ugliness.
Agree.
Sorry.
I would not go fire my mom, charge them up, done deal. That's what I would do. Okay. Dating advice needed, please.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Wait.
This is big.
It's massive. Do you want to read it?
Sure.
It's long.
I'll do it. Okay. Wait, what's the next one look like?
Long and small.
Okay. I'll do the long and big. You do the long and small.
Okay. I want the
Dating advice needed, please. Hey, ladies. I'm sending all my love from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Hello.
I've been watching Alyssa for years, but recently started listening to the podcast this year, and I love it. You two keep it real and honest, and I appreciate it so much. Plus, you guys crack me up.
Oh, my God. Aww. We're funny. Are we funny?
Are we funny?
I think we're funny.
Okay, so on to what I need advice about. I was in a long-term relationship for about 4 years while I was in university. I'm now 24, and we've since broken up, and it's been about 4 years that I've been single, and I've been single for the most of it, other than some, deserving feelings and stuff like that.
Flings.
I was thinking feelings, like, you know. Since the relationship, I've been dealing with a lot of mental health issues and how I approach dating new people. He was very toxic to me at the end of it and said some things that I know aren't true, but really mess with my insecurities. I don't like to ever be clingy or difficult, as that's something I don't appreciate in a partner myself, but this tends to get difficult when I can't decide when it's time for me to defend myself or speak up about being mistreated, because I tend to confuse that for being negative or difficult. I never used to get anxiety until recently. I really feel like it consumes my brain. I try to do my best to focus on my own school, work, and that sort of thing. But I find when I talk to someone, it's usually something I can see being forever. So I invest my time and I fall hard and I fall fast. And I try to keep this to myself unless otherwise it's communicated to me. I've enjoyed being single over the last few years, but I've recently been talking to a new guy for about 3 months, and the first month was amazing. He would plan all these cute dates and go to such a far extent to make me happy and show me he was really thinking of me. It really allowed me to let my wall down, as I knew he was so interested and communicated he was looking for something serious. Plus, he's 4 years older than me, so his communication skills were just what I was looking for in someone. I'm very much in the field to date someone and settle down, and I hate playing games. And I don't talk to people if they're not into that sort of thing, because I personally just not into it and I'm too sensitive. He lives about an hour and a half away from me, and our work schedules have been really difficult and opposite lately, so it's been hard to see each other. But I've definitely noticed a weird shift in the way he's been communicating with me, or the lack thereof. He still will text me every day, and I don't expect that much from him, as I'm busy too. But I feel like I just can't tell. Wait, sorry. But I feel like I can just tell there's a shift in the energy, and it really makes me anxious, because I'm so scared of being led on, and this one felt so different. So recently I FaceTimed him and tried to bring it up and just explain how I was feeling, and he seemed completely oblivious to it and told me that those weren't his intentions, and I generally thought I was just maybe overthinking it because I tend to do that, so I just let it go. It was a super easy conversation, and I think I just had miscommunicated or overthought the situation after we had spoken. I felt so much better, but I still feel like I'm getting no effort out of him. And it came out of nowhere, but when I do see him on FaceTime, it's like nothing's wrong, and he's still texting me every day and talking to me, but it's totally a different shift in energy, and I'm not stupid, and I can tell if someone's not giving as much as me, and I don't want to be the person that's putting in way more than them, but I can't stop but thinking about it and thinking about him all the time, and I don't know if he's just getting more comfortable with me and feels like we don't have to talk all the time, but I loved how it used to be. But I don't know what's going on. I don't want to bring it up again because I don't want him to think that I am overbearing or anything, because that's not my personality. Help, what do I do? I have a genuine feelings for him and can control myself, check on my phone more, and feeling out of control to the situation. I love y'all.
Love you. Can I be honest?
Yes, that's what she's asking for.
I feel like you may be being a little bit overbearing? Question mark. Okay, we need to dive into a little more. You guys talk every single day, you're saying. We still text every day on FaceTime. He's acting like nothing's wrong. So I think genuinely nothing's wrong. I think maybe you are just like overthinking it and like overlooking into every little thing that he's saying and such. Maybe. What do you think?
Okay, so while I do agree with that, I also believe that you have to trust your gut.
Yeah.
And she mentioned several times in here feeling a shift in energy. If that's the case, then
he's not for you.
I think he's not for you.
Because in his eyes, he's like, I'm trying. I'm oblivious. We're texting every day.
She said,
he's like, we're fine.
Yeah,
and if you think you're not fine, then you're just not right for each other. Not that he's a bad person. You're just not vibing anymore.
Right. So maybe he's not enough.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's a great guy, but he's not enough. And
for
it was you when you guys saw each other.
He is enough, but maybe not enough for you.
Right. And you, like you said, like you used to see each other more often, but now you're working opposite shifts and stuff like that. So you're not seeing. So you're missing that physical.
Out of the honeymoon phase also.
The what?
Out of the honeymoon phase.
Oh, sure. That also.
Yeah.
But I think maybe you need more physical, you know, like maybe you miss the seeing each other and stuff like that. So that's what you're feeling is a change in a shift in energy. Maybe it's just that you're missing, but you're reading into it a little too deeply. So I think you need to really sit down with yourself and figure out, is it truly a shift in energy or is it that you're missing that in-person date night that you used to do that you said was so great and wonderful? Because if that's it, then you need to say to him, listen, I really miss that and we need to make a point.
They live an hour and a half away from each other.
But if they were able to do it before, you know, not as often, because I understand that you guys are working opposite shifts now, but you need to let him know that that's what you were thriving off of. And if he can't fulfill it, if you guys can't match it, it's going to go back to that same, that maybe he's not the one for you.
Can I add also, they've only been talking for 3 months.
Oh.
Yeah. So maybe, I know you said that you want a long-term relationship, you don't play any games, and he said the same, but maybe he's pulling back a tiny bit because maybe he feels like you were taking it a little bit too fast for him, possibly. He could be just like, I still want to hang out with you, but I just want to pull back just a tiny bit because I feel like maybe this is moving a little bit too quickly. He could be feeling that way because 3 months is very short, very soon, very quick. So maybe he's just like not like ready to get married and get down on one knee tomorrow, but he still wants to like date you and like figure out who you are. You know, you're literally like still getting to know each other in 3 months.
Right.
I think that plays a big part of it. If this was like you've been together for 5 years and like something needs to change, but I think you're in such beginning stages of your relationship, like you're still learning about each other and like how to, now your work schedule has changed, you live far away, like it's hard for you to find time to even text each other. So maybe his texts are a little more dry and you're like getting a shift in energy, but you're getting a shift in energy because your lives are shifting. It's going to be different, you know? But I, in my opinion, 3 months in, I wouldn't want to have like super serious conversations. I think that would scare me away a little bit.
I do think that you need to have a conversation.
A conversation, but nothing
how
like,
you're feeling.
Hey, like this needs to change. And it's like, well, we've only been dating for 3 months. We're not even boyfriend and girlfriend yet.
Just to see if he's on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, and like get out what you're trying to say without being the overbearing type. Because if you're saying that you're not the overbearing type, then being able to communicate something open and honestly isn't an overbearing feature or a personality in my thing. It's just like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I'm noticing.
But she did bring it up and he was like, oh, what do
like
you mean?
Everything
I'm fine. Yeah.
But did she say directly what it was? Like, I don't know. I think it's very new. And I think if there's so many changes and you're feeling that shift, maybe this just isn't the guy.
I feel like you guys vibe really well. I just don't want you to scare him off in a way, you know? Because then he could be like, oh, we're only 3 months in and like I feel like we're communicating really well. Then he might be like, maybe this isn't the girl for me then. If I'm trying my best and it's not enough for her. Which is fine. Like you can want more. This isn't the man then.
I definitely think talking about it though, because you don't want to, you don't want it to be 6 years later, 6 months later, a year later, 2 years later, and then having a conversation.
And honestly, if you're feeling a shift in energy, there might not be going back from that. It's almost like getting the ick. Like you feel like he's not just, and then that's going to create like almost a toxic relationship because then you're never going to feel like he's doing enough. And then like, you're just going to expect way too much out of
him. Especially if he seems oblivious to it all. Because then that means he's not, like, on your same level. Like, he's not feeling how you feel kind of thing. It doesn't make him a bad person. It's just that you guys maybe are not
clicking.
Yeah.
Which sucks, but you can't, like, continue feeling this way because I don't know if it will go away. Because if this is just who he is, you don't want to have to change somebody and he shouldn't have to change himself just to like make, you know, just to please you. He shouldn't have to change who he is to please you.
And vice versa.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah, vice versa. She was reading something.
Sorry.
Yeah, like you don't want to have to change who you are. Absolutely. He shouldn't have to change who he is. Not that either of you are bad people. It's just maybe you're not clicking. Because you don't want to start resenting him for not responding to your text in the right way. Like, that's just starting off a rocky relationship right from the get-go. Like, you know, and communication is key. So if you're feeling like he's texting you every day, but it's still not working, then that's like a red flag to me.
I agree.
And that is that. We're going to end it on that.
Okay, love you guys so much.
Okay, love you.
Wait, let me save this one because I opened it and I don't want to mess it up.
If you guys want to support us, you totally don't have to, but you can get our episodes early for $2.99 a month and it helps us put out free episodes. So you'll get your Monday episodes on Sundays and your Thursday episodes on Wednesdays. So you can hit the little subscribe link in the description of all of our episodes if you want to. You can also send us an email like we read today. That's agamilpodcast@gmail.com, agamilpodcast@gmail.com. If you don't want to spill all that out, you can also go to our Instagram and just hit the email button. It'll open right up on your phone and you don't have to worry about anything. You just type away your email and hit send. And that's that.
Okay, love you. Bye.